Listening Library presents Strike Zone by Mike Lupica. Read for you by Anthony Ray Perez. This book is for Connor Gleason of the Bronx Defenders, a hero of the city of New York. Chapter 1. It figured that Nick Garcia was playing in the Dream League. He loved to dream as much as he loved throwing a baseball. Something Nick knew in his heart, even if he'd never say it out loud, he could do as well as anybody his age in the South Bronx. Nick's coach, Thomas Vieira, once told him he could throw even harder at the age of 12 than Nick's hero, the great Yankees pitcher, Michael Arroyo, had been at the same age. "Now, I can't actually prove that," Coach Vieira said, "but I saw Michael play when he was in Little League, heard the sound the ball made in the catcher's glove. The sound you make is louder." Back when Michael Arroyo was growing up in the Bronx, he'd pitched on the north side of 161st Street, right where they'd built the new Yankee Stadium. At that time, it was the baseball fields of Macomb's Dam Park. Once the new stadium went up, a replacement Macomb's Dam Park opened on the south side of 161st in the footprint of the old stadium. This was where Nick and his teammates on the Bronx Blazers now practiced and played, often with fans filing past on their way to Yankee games. "I know about the fields where Michael Arroyo pitched," Nick told his coach. "I've seen the old pictures online." "You seem to know just about everything about him," Coach Vieira said. It was true. Nick dedicated a lot of time to finding out everything about Michael, including what happened during his childhood when he came to America on a boat from Cuba with his father and brother. He'd read every news piece, biography, and article in existence, not to mention the ESPN documentary he'd seen about 100 times.